views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow. I can't even imagine what it was like for you guys last week. We had power go out, you know, and it just happened. So we had a shorter show last week. So if you guys were wondering what happened to that, power just went out. We had storms in the area. Other than that, we are here. We seem to have everything going. The sun is shining. So here we go. We're just going to keep powering on. Talk about go with the flow, which seems to be the theme lately, and adjusting to the unexpected. When whatever happens, happens, you just go with it. And so that's what we're doing here, too. We have to practice it just as much as you do. So I want to welcome everyone. It's good to be back. And if you're joining us over in YouTube, hello and welcome to everyone joining in the live chat on YouTube. Good morning to everyone over there. We got David, Robin, Jules, Beth, Candace, and hello to you. And they're still kind of showing up over there. We're also live streaming on Facebook with our Transformation Talk Radio Network. So hello to you over there and welcome. What are we talking about today? We're talking about spiritual awakening is leveling up. Yeah. Self-expression. Yeah. Think about it. When we're in a spiritual awakening and, you know, you seem to just all of a sudden you're in this thing, right? And everything in your world just seems to flip upside down. The apple cart goes everywhere and you just aren't okay with the way it was. You can feel this magnetic pull that you don't know why you're doing this. And at first it feels like you're just messing your whole life up because it was all in order. Everything was fine. And then wham, well, spiritual awakening kind of does that. At the same time, it's doing it for the betterment of you, for you to really be authentic and to grow. And at first, we don't understand why, what, you know, sometimes we actually think we're losing it, you know, mentally, you know, you think you're just going crazy. And it does feel like that at the beginning, but no, you're not. It sometimes takes the emotions all over the place. It sometimes makes you feel like you're happy, sad, melancholy. You feel like, am I depressed? I don't even know. I feel numb. Now I can't stop crying. It goes all over the place because everything is coming to the surface to be healed, released, and addressed. It can't come to the surface and be healed and recognized, really recognized, until you see what it is. And to see what it is in some things is to experience it. We'll learn that we don't want chaos in our life anymore because it's chaotic when that happens, right? We're like, whoa, what's going on? Well, it's interesting that we have and I wanted to share with you guys about it today because a lot of people have been reaching out. I've been hearing from others that I don't know what's going on with me. I just am really having a hard time shaking it off. I'm having a hard time just picking myself back up. And this is not to replace mental health. If you truly need some assistance in psychology, you know, medicine wise or whatever that is. I'm not trying to replace that. This is metaphysical and spiritual. Okay. And one of the things I'm just going to call all of us out on, including myself, is we can't use spirituality or metaphysics to avoid something that needs to be addressed in mental health. I'm just going to put it out there because I've seen that too. I've worked in tandem with a lot of psychology and medical doctors. And so there's a lot of people in the medical field that really truly want to help you. And then there's the thing where, you know, wait a minute, I don't trust any of that. And, you know, we feel like natural medicine is coming up. It is. Natural medicine is growing. But what I want to say is, if you really feel like you're in over your head with depression, you need to reach out and get some help. I'm going to put it out there right now. I'm here to help on a spiritual side of it, but I'm not here to help you avoid what you got to deal with. Sometimes we need a little support when we're dealing with some tough stuff. And I just want to make sure everybody understands that, because that's important, because a lot of times you think, well, let me just go over to this metaphysical, magical thing. And it's really not a realistic viewpoint that way. I am all about metaphysics and energy, but I'm here to tell you it's not a way to avoid what you got to deal with. It will actually, if you go into this kind of path, will take you deeper into what you're trying to avoid. So spiritual awakening means your soul is ready to take you out. So when I say all that, it's not to frighten you like, oh, I don't want spiritual awakening. It's to tell you that if you're on the path, then your soul is ready to take you there. And your soul knows what's best for you. So don't be afraid of it, but seek out the assistance when you need it. But ultimately, you're learning to trust what's coming from within you, not just what I tell you or anybody else, but that you are trusting your intuition. You are respecting your feelings. You're applying and making self-love a priority, because it's a huge thing. Okay. It's just a completely different perspective. So I have some interesting things to share with you today, because we have coming up, I believe on April 15th, it's Taurus energy. And Taurus energy is about tradition. You're going to love the way this combination is just going to bring it all out for us. And it's very unique, because this only happens like every 84 years or so. And so we have this alignment coming up with Taurus and Uranus. Taurus is traditional, classical, likes things to be in order and structured, doesn't like to be rushed. Okay. So you have Taurus energy, and this combination is until 2026. Uranus, on the other hand, that one is a completely different ballgame. That's the one that's like, we need to just throw everything out the window and just change this up. So Taurus and Uranus together are a little bit like a conflict of each other. At the same time, it's going to make them work together to bring out a better you, because that's what you want. You want to be the best of who you are, not who everybody else wants you to be, but who you really are. Uranus is about bringing out that true self, bringing that up, not being afraid to go there. And, you know, then you got Taurus. It's like, wait a minute, I don't know about that. If the self-esteem seems to be a weak spot for you, you have low self-esteem, you don't trust yourself, you're second-guessing yourself, this combination is actually really going to help you feel more comfortable about who you are. Not worrying about it, it's interesting, because we won't see so much of the outer, like what we want everybody else to see. We want to see who we really are. You want to show that. And this is what this energy is going to be bringing, because Uranus is just different, man. Uranus, it is a stronger planet when it comes to energy. It takes Taurus being, okay, I'm going to have to toughen up a little bit to be riding this wave with this one for a little bit. And that's what it's going to do. And the vibration is really going to be coming down to really bring in power, to bring your empowerment back to you. So this is interesting energy. We work with the angels. We work with the energy, which is the metaphysics. The energy is about the energy healing. This energy is going to help you on your path of spiritual awakening, because the first thing that happens with spiritual awakening is that upset apple cart. Everything feels like, what's going on? Why is everything falling apart? Why doesn't it feel right? A lot of us have been feeling this. What is going on? Why does it feel like I'm going and swimming upstream? And I feel like I'm backpedaling. I mean, I'm even feeling it too. I'll work really hard, put a lot of hours into making sure you have a good show. And then the power goes out last week. Well, I could let that just put a wet blanket on the whole thing and say, oh, forget it. It's just too hard. I haven't done that. Sometimes you feel like that. Sometimes you feel like, you know, does anybody even appreciate? And you, I know you're, I'm relating to you, because I know that you'll feel like that sometimes too in your life and what you do, especially if you're empathic or you're sensitive to things and you feel like, you know, all I do is give, 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 and everybody just takes advantage. You know, a lot of people can relate to that. Then there's another perspective. Are they actually taking advantage, or are they just really desperate and looking and trying to get the help they need? Maybe they're drawn to you for some reason. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're drawn to you for a little while, then they're not anymore. I mean, that's going to happen. It's the ebb and flow of life. And there is, I don't know how to explain it any more than that, but more than this is going to take you into not just your outer, like Taurus is all about their world being beautiful, inner, outer, whatever. This is going to be more inner. It's going to be the raw, authentic beauty of who you are. Not what, you know, has been programmed from the past and things like that. But there's a beautiful light within every one of us. This energy combination isn't interested in pretending. It's not interested in being anything but authentic and real. And, you know, wow. And Taurus likes to think, okay, well, we can be real, but let's be perfect about it. And let's like have everything in line. Well, it's going to learn to work together, and it's going to polish this beautiful diamond in the rough that's inside of you. And you're going to be very confident with that. You're going to feel that confidence. Things that you've been wanting to do, things that you know are you. If you've been feeling like that anyway, that's because this energy came in March, you know, it started rolling in about a month ago. And now it's really becoming stronger. You'll really feel it. So, and it's going to be around for a few years to help us make huge shifts in our consciousness, to help us level up. So spiritual awakening, yet again, takes another big level up for all of us. This isn't just an individual thing, really. Everyone is feeling this in some way or some, you know, little difference, some little, you know, what is going on with life? Why does it feel so different? Why do I want this? And going with the flow is still making sense to be the approach we want to take. Because if you don't understand why it's all coming up for you like that, if you were to listen inside, even though it seems crazy to you at first, because it probably will. It'll be like, why would I want to do that? I've always had everything just so. Everything's just been fine working out, just fine the way it was. That is probably those areas are where you feel that resistance of something being just dismantling. It's dismantling because there's something better that wants to come in. And that's what you're looking for if you were to redirect that focus. So we have a few things we're talking about today. That's a bit of it. I want to take a quick break And when we come back, we're going to really start diving in. If you have any questions, you can throw them out into the chat. I have a couple of emails I can get to. I had a lot of emails come in, so I may not be able to get to every one of them because we have time limits. But I do pick from the email bag for those that send the emails in, so I'm going to get to a couple of those. But we had several come in, so I can't get to them all. I'm going to do my best, okay, guys? But if you guys are really interested in having longer readings, what we've done with the Angel Retreat is we do group readings, but longer. It's more affordable. It's versus a private sessions, but where it's a group of people that are all on the spiritual awakening path. We're all like-minded. Most of them are in and listen to the show every week. And that's what that group is for. We do gallery reads. We're doing one today at 1 o'clock on a Zoom call. If you want to get in on that, it's a monthly membership. If you want to do that. So that is something that I offer because it's a lot more economical in a group membership that way. And we do it every month. So we're available for you that way versus a private one. That's a few hundred dollars. So because I can only do a couple of minutes on the show, but we do our best. So that's how I'm doing my best to provide for you. Okay. So I want you guys to think about what you want to be aware of in your spiritual awakening, what's going on for you individually. And we'll start knocking out some of this energy about what to expect and how we can make the most of this. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you were meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about spiritual awakening and self-expression leveling up. Now, why is self-expression such a focus here? Because if you don't have the self-esteem to back up what you really want to say, how you really want to present yourself to the world, you're not in an authentic self-expression. This energy we're talking about flowing in is going to prompt you to be more authentic with that, to not pretend to be something you're not. And in the past, that's what makes everybody a little bit skittish with this. It's like, oh, they're going to judge. They're going to, you know, criticize. I'm going to lose friends. They're not going to accept it. There's probably going to be some of that for some decisions. I know that I've certainly felt that, but I can honestly say that when I went with it anyway, I would do it again. And this is over the last maybe even 30 years of my life that I started shifting a lot. And I would do it again because I look back at how I was. I look at where I'm at now, and I look at all the changes and the things. I'm like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to lose people in my life, or I'm going to have this or that, or they're not going to understand, or it's going to be criticized, whatever. It really helped me to stand true to myself. So I wouldn't be doing this show if I wasn't ready to be true to myself. Oh my gosh, because I came from something that didn't accept any of this. And this is who I am. So I'm not here to make sure everybody else accepts it. And I'm explaining it in a perspective that maybe you can apply to your life. I'm not here to make sure you're okay with it. I'm here to share and express in an authentic way what I've experienced, how I've connected with spirit, how my spiritual awakening path has really taken me on a road to my happiness and being more of who I'm really supposed to be. So that's what I want for you. And it's not to be like, oh, well, I don't care. If you're sensitive and you're empathic and you have a big heart of gold, you're going to care. I'm not pretending that you won't care, but it's going to shift to where I do care that they don't understand. But then at the same time, it's not affecting your happiness. There's this little fine line in there that, and I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you can relate to what I'm saying. It just, there's this little area that's like, And this energy will feel the strongest. Now, I said it was going to be till 2026, but May 15 to May 25, that's going to feel pretty strong. That's going to feel very strong. So you will experience what I'm talking about in the next couple of weeks of May. And May's been a gentle reprieve month, getting us ready. So this is all good, guys. This is all good. It's nothing negative about it. It does sound like, what is she? What in the world? But this is the thing. Like on your physical, in your physical world, you just might feel like you want to change it up. You want to redecorate. You want to change what type of clothes you wear. You want to change colors. You might want to change your hairstyle. You might want to change the color to purple, I don't know, or back to brown, or you might want to just do something real radical that doesn't seem like you. You know, you've always had something consistent, and if you feel like, no, I just want to do something completely out of the ballpark, well, why don't you give it a go? I mean, it's, you know, why not? I mean, you want to obviously want to be safe, but when it comes to your image or your appearance or anything like that, where you feel like I just need something to change and I just want to do something different and extreme, listen and go with that, because it sounds like there's something guiding you towards something. If it's guiding you towards certain colors, in metaphysical terms, I would look at the color energy, because different colors carry different energies. So if there's these colors you're drawn to, that might lead you to a clue on what you're working to release, heal, move through, build your confidence in. Because this combination of energy that is going to be around for a little bit, it does not want you to pretend. It wants you to be real. It doesn't want you to hide who you are. It wants you to express it to the world and shine your light. I know. And it's a lot of it. It's not to be ashamed of it. And I thought, wow, if this energy is going to help us overcome being ashamed of who we really are, to love who we really are, now we're changing the world as the individual. Because we all see all these things going on in the world, but when we focus on what's wrong with everything outside of us, guess what? We're avoiding how we can improve, be a light in the world by working on what's within us. So if you have this uniqueness about you that you've felt a little shy with, or you feel like, oh, I don't know, hey, but you really want to, why not? I mean, you know, I'm not telling you to go out and break any laws or anything. I mean, I'm saying, let's keep this real. But I'm saying, what is your true expression of you? Do you like it? Are you ashamed of it? Are you embarrassed to let anybody see it? Are you, it's things like that. Okay. That's what you're going to feel come up. You might feel like, oh, I'm going to like myself better if I lose weight. Probably not, because I've seen that too, because I was in fitness and doing that. And I used to, you know, be a trainer. I used to work in gyms. I used to do this with people a long time ago, by the way. And nobody was ever satisfied. I mean, they were never satisfied with how they looked. There was always something wrong. It was the self-criticism that was tearing them apart. Nobody else had to say anything. They were tearing themselves apart. Do you see what I mean by that? I mean, you're so hard on yourself. It's like, you're not going to love yourself more because you went to the gym or lost the 10 pounds or changed your diet or did all these physical things. Those are a result of you loving yourself within. So you do them. Yeah, sometimes we do that. Like if we're trying to organize the chaos inside, we'll declutter our physical world. You absolutely do it, but don't expect that to make it, okay, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to be good. It's not like that. There's still the inner work to do. This energy is really going to help you see where you need to do that. I mean, this whole world is, you know, I mean, there's so much out there that has been the old that just feeds off fear and insecurity. And honestly, being true to yourself, loving who you are, just the way you are before you do any kind of change, is probably the bravest thing you can do. It's the courage that comes from within, and being really true and accepting who you are and loving it regardless. That's where people struggle with that. I know that's what can cause the sadness. That's what can cause the, you know, ups and downs with emotions, the isolation, because we feel like, no, I can't put myself out there. They're just going to tear me down. You're looking for the group that will support you in that. I mean, our angel retreat group is like that. Everybody in there goes through their things, but the group is amazingly supportive of one another. Not just that group, but you know, you need to find what's right for you. But what I'm saying is, if you need the support, you surround yourself with like-mindedness. If you keep going and putting yourself and trying to get the approval of the old, that's where it's just like self-sabotage. that's going to be tough. It's just going to be tough. I mean, you are here in this physical world. Now, Taurus loves the physical beauty of the world, the physical, okay? Taurus is all about that. Where Uranus is wanting to take this, you know, okay, let's take it up a notch. Let's change things on a spiritual level. And together, you're going to have the best of both worlds in a balance. So it might feel like one's pulling at the other. And if you feel that resistance, or you feel like it's getting you, or you feel separated, ask to see and identify what's causing that within me. What's causing that? Something old that I'm still believing, something that someone else said, am I still attached to that? Things like that. The synergy is really going to be, you know, taking it up a notch for all of us. Okay. I mean, you know, you might find that, you know, when you can walk with confidence, when you can just say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I'm about. And at the same time, you don't have to like steamroll over anybody with that. You just live your life. You're not worrying about what somebody else is doing. You're not worrying about what they think of what you're doing. You're just being you. And your joy starts to flow more times than not. And I've heard this a lot too, that I've even heard this from people that are very critical of others. Like they don't approve of how they've made that choice, or they didn't understand it. And then I'll hear back later, you know, I never understood why they were the way they were, but I respect and admire that they could be true to themselves, or they could really be that and not worry about what everybody else thought. They became this beacon of courage. They became, wow, I don't understand them, but if they can do it, I can do it in my way. And I mean, I do things the way that feel right for me too. I'm not worried about making sure I'm the one for everybody in the whole world. I'm doing what feels right for me and what I know truly, and what I believe, what I've experienced, what I feel passionate about. Because if I don't have that as the fuel behind everything that I do, everything that I share on the show, everything that I share with the Angel Retreat members, or anything else in my personal life that I do, I would be absolutely miserable. Because I used to live that life very young. In the first 30 years of my life, I was probably, you know, I was more like I am now, but not. I wasn't letting anybody see that because it wasn't going to be approved of. My self-esteem was a big mess. I had to overcome and do all of that too. And it took me through some tough challenges and lessons to get it. But then I realized, wow, all those challenges and all those lessons were the best thing ever, because I'm being a real, authentic truth with my spirituality now. I'm not afraid to say, hey, I communicate with the angels on a regular basis. Some people go, whoa, that's a little weird. Okay, then I'm not for you. Move on, you know, and I don't have to be angry about it. I'm here for the people that want that. I'm here for the people that want to hear about energy, about metaphysics, about spiritual awakening, about ascension, about the passion of making yourself better as you go through the entire life journey. That's what I'm passionate about sharing with you. And I say these things as an example, okay? So you're applying that to yourself. So I mean, let me look here at some of the questions that have come in. This one in particular, right in line, actually, there's two of them here that I want to address that are right in line with this topic today. Okay, first of all, we have Karen. Karen says, hey, Jen, I've been in the process of the heavy lifting and throwing out a lot of trash. I'm sure you know what I mean. Clearing out a lot of toxic. I have hit a spot of deep depression coupled with isolation. Is this normal? I do venture out occasionally. I honestly think it's part of the healing from such a large amount of psychological abuse. Am I at least somewhat on target? Thank you so much. Love your spirit. Love your guidance. Love your show, Karen. Good example of what we're talking about today. Now, deep depression for too long. Karen, don't try to ride that one out too long by yourself. Reach out. She actually reached out here, but you know what I mean, Karen. She's working on detoxing a lot in her life. When it comes to being in a large amount of mental or psychological abuse or whatever you want to call it, sometimes it's called spiritual abuse, you know, with different things, that mind thing, we're believing what they told us to believe in the past. And then when you're working to replace those beliefs with new beliefs and clear out that toxin, you can sometimes feel like you're in a limbo and in between. Definitely, it sounds like Karen is on a spiritual awakening. You absolutely are on the right track. It is normal to go up and down with those emotions, but if it's getting to be really deep, Karen, don't do that by yourself. Reach out for some help, okay? At the same time, yeah, you're on target, because I know that I felt that when I was changing everything. You start to question, I don't even know who I am anymore, because you were identifying as the person that just followed and listened and did whatever somebody else told you to believe, say, and do. When you stop doing that and now you're having to learn it and be independent on your own and think for yourself, it's like, whoa, I think I can do this. Yes, the confidence building, it grows, it works. It's a big shift. Sometimes we need a little bit of that time to ourselves to just settle into that energy so we're not feeling influenced by outside sources. But at the same time, the depression she's talking about, deep depression, I don't want her to stay in that for too long. That just doesn't feel right to me. I want to make sure that you are reaching out and getting, you know, and it's good. You're talking about it. You're reaching out to talk about it so you don't feel like, am I okay? I actually one time did that. Because I work with a psychologist and stuff like that, but I actually went to one time when I was going through something tough, and I said, I don't know if this is okay in here. And I think spirit just really aligned me with the perfect counselor at the time. This was, gosh, a long time ago. And said, there's nothing wrong in there. Your spirit, you need to look into your spiritual more. And it was like, the angels had come down and spoke right there in front of me and thinking, hey, just make sure, and that's me just doing a self-check, making sure, because I'm a very logical person, but I'm also a very spiritually connected person. And coming from the world that I was in, that's not real. That's not right. If I kept believing that, I would be crazy. I would feel like I've lost it, but it's not like that at all. Once I just started to embrace and not be afraid and to really study it and learn it, completely different life now, completely, including health. Health is better. Yeah. Instead of growing older, I feel like I grew younger and stronger inside. And so, you can't tell me. And I don't trust. I don't just trust because somebody told me. I even tell my doctors and talk doctors that I'm like, hey, you know, don't just tell me what to do. I'm not that person. I want to know why. I want to know the research. I want to know the side effects. I want to know the homework. I want to know your learning curve. I actually say nobody's ever asked me that before. Guys, I was your learning curve on this, you know. And he said, you know, nobody's ever asked me, but he was impressed that I did. So keep in mind, they're human beings too. And sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. And if they don't, I'd say get another opinion and get one that does listen to you. That's how I feel about that. So, I mean, there is way more going on than you have any idea with this energy, guys. So I had one more question, then I'm going to take a break before we close the show out. We had one more that came from Julia. I have a lot of questions, but I could only get to two of them. Julia writes, "Hi, Jen. Can the angels help me to get out of my head and the constant loop of self-judgment and criticism?" See, right in the pocket with this topic again, repeating all the ways I am not enough playing in my mind. I feel like I literally driving myself crazy. I just want to feel peace and happiness in my life. Thank you. Now she's talking about what we've been discussing the whole time, the constant loop of self-judgment, criticism, repeating all the ways I am not enough, playing in her head. Okay. What can she do? Is there any way? She's asking about that with the angel. So I'm asking. And the first one I'm receiving a message from, I'm actually receiving messages right now in tandem from Michael and Raphael. Raphael wants to heal and soothe the wound of the criticism in the past, is literally how he put it to me. I thought that was interesting. It's kind of, you want to, it's more of a self-compassion and separating out, and this is coming from Michael too with the logic part. He goes, okay, first of all, when you find yourself doing the loop, choose, because you're seeing it, you're seeing the loop. So now you're going to say, okay, I'm in this loop of over and over. No, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then take a step back in the mindset, step back and go, I am not that anymore. I am where I am now. And it's like an old movie rerun. Okay. And you're looking at it like an old movie and then hit the stop button on the player. Just hit stop and then hit eject. Okay. This is a mind thing here. So it's like a habit of going loop, 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 loop. Instead of staying in the loop, get off the merry-go-round, but mentally choose to. So at first you'll go, wait, how do I do that? If you have to take and put down a five-step stop, step back, choose, no, I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that loop again. Take it back. You're seeing an old movie. Hit stop, hit eject, and then put a new movie in that's talking about you're amazing where you are now and start watching that one over and over again. So that helps the mind kind of apply an application of affirmation. And that was a pretty cool one. That one just came in from Michael and Raphael together. They, first of all, it's like gentle compassion. You're just looking at some old movies. This other word wanted to come out, but I didn't say that on the air. But yeah, you're just looking at some old, you know. And it's basically, you're just going to go through that pattern of, we'll take the movie out and put another one in, you know. If you're on your, you know, whatever you do with how you watch something like that, you know, like, nope, switching. And it's more of just choosing at first, and you might have to choose a few times. And then as you practice it, but I truly recommend from that perspective that they just gave me, ooh, that's cool. Write down the steps and have them easily accessible so you can find them. So you can see them somewhere when you start to do that. Because you're feeling the shift, but there's that little bit of resistance in the belief and in the mind that wants to try to stay in the old. Because it's really strange. The old is like, well, that feels comfortable. That's what I know, even though I'm miserable in it. So that's what you're trying to bust that barrier through. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping up the show. We've had a lot we're talking about, diving deep into self-esteem, how this energy is going to help us. And when we get back, we'll wrap it up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're watching or listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the last segment. Okay, we've been talking about spiritual awakening, self-expression leveling up, and how it's just not going to be okay to not self-express yourself as in true form, really. That's what this energy is doing. Now, quickly, let me tell you, now, when you really learn and you really apply to loving who you are now, not what you did, what it was, you're not who you were 5 minutes ago. In the now. You got to be in the now. The past, living too much in the past, living too much in the present can be where, you know, get you off course. You have to be in your now because that's where all the power is. That's where you can do something about it. But truly accepting yourself and really loving who you are, when you do that, even if you have to go back to square one and start all over because you feel like you fell off the wagon or whatever, that's when things start to align. They're going to align with that. They're going to align easily when you're being authentic to yourself. And I know it sounds like, well, yeah, of course you're applying and you're working on things. But if you feel like, you know, you're just pushing and forcing and you really don't even want to do it, why are you doing it? Because you feel like that's what you're supposed to be doing? Do you believe in who you are? So, I mean, you want to just be you. You just want to be you. It's easier said than done, but it's actually one of the easiest things we'll do, but it's also one of the most courageous things we'll ever do to be our own hero and champion that we seek to save our day. You know, if that's what you want, it's going to come from within you. So that is really the big one here. And that's what this energy is really going to help you fine tune. Now, I saw a couple of comments that were great. And here's a good positive one. I'm scrolling back, and David is just full of himself over in the YouTube chat. When I was talking about losing power last week, he said, "You didn't lose power. You just lost electricity." I like that and noted. I do like that. It's true. I only lost electricity, not power. So what else? And then we move down and we have, oh, hello, Beth joined us. A couple other people have joined us in there. And it looks like David's saying the loop. He liked the loop part. He's saying that loop part and how to try to get out of that routine was great. Well, thank you. And we'll thank the angels for that, because that literally just, I love it how it just comes in like that. I say the loop is where the darkness attempts to dim our light from shining brightly. Exactly. That is what it will do. I mean, it is dimming it. The self-esteem that lights up your light. When you believe in trusting yourself, you're probably shining brighter than you have any idea. And then when you, and here's the thing, you'll get onto that where you're feeling good about yourself and you're doing it. And then you're actually shocked when it starts to draw on people, or they say or compliment or appreciate or they notice. And it's not negative. We're so used to it. Oh, they're not going to like it. They're not going to accept it. If you've come from that road and you're trying to rebuild that esteem thing, and then when they actually are, you're like, was that real? Now you're practicing yet another level to accept and say, yeah, that was real. Thank you. You know, have gratitude instead of, and, you know, trust is going to be part of that. And that's going to be a work in progress, because once you start to set it, then it's trusting that people are actually liking that you're shining your light. Not everybody will, because it's going to, that'll actually fall away. And the toughest part is being okay with letting whatever needs to fall away, because it will. But it will also at the same time make room for what really does need to come into your life that aligns with your truth, with who you really are. That's the best part. That's when you're really shining. That's when life just falls into place and it doesn't seem as hard as we thought. But it will take just making yourself a priority, knowing that you deserve respect. You deserve to respect yourself. If you want people to respect you, you got to respect yourself first. You've got to love yourself first if you want to receive love. You can't give love or receive it unless you love who you are. And just truly listening to what's coming from within you. Remember, that was a really good analogy about practicing that self-criticism part. Just, you know, it's an old loopy movie that you can eject. And it is. It's like a programming. It's a program. What do they call that stuff? They call movies and TV shows programs. It's like they call them programs. So think of it that way. I'm just going to pull that program out because I don't want to be living that program anymore. You want to put in a different one. It's like working with affirmations, but a different way that the mind will accept. The mind's a tricky one. You've got to kind of play a game with it a little bit. And especially if something's very embedded, like a loop like that, it just wants to try to keep you on that track and not let you get off. But the thing is that we believe we can't get off. It reminds me of when you're training a dog and you don't want them to jump over something. You're putting this gate up at the very beginning of their life when they're tiny and they can't, and they'll grow up and they never think they can actually jump it. Some will. I'm not saying all dogs, but that's kind of an analogy with that. You just are upgrading. You're just upgrading to a better program that suits you where you want to be now. And that's it, guys. That's what you want to do. It is such, it's a brave thing to do, remember, and acknowledge and respect and honor the courage that it will take to just do this. But this energy is going to help you, because you're going to get to the point where enough's enough. I don't want to I don't want to live like this anymore. I'm done with this. And you don't want to, it's not like a depression I'm talking about. It's depressing to feel trapped. It's depressing to feel afraid of everything. And finally, it's more of a decision like, you know, I'm just done with that. Done. Then you feel free enough to move on. And you don't stop caring. You actually start loving more. You actually start being a part of the solution to a better world when we work within ourselves and we shift from the inside out. Life really starts to fall into place when you're being true to yourself. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you're in the Angel Retreat membership, we at 1 o'clock, we're going to keep powering on with this conversation. We're going to have a Zoom meeting at 1, a live Zoom meeting. So if you want to join that, you can go join up with the Angel Retreat memberships. But if you're in the membership, go to your membership logins to get the information on how to join that Zoom call. And we'll see you at 1 o'clock. I want to say thank you to everyone that has listened and supports the show. We will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.